With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I've never been through an experience like that, so it's not an easy one to react to. I'm not sure I have a valid answer for you, and that's what I told the players. You know, for me, obviously, not a lot went right for us. We certainly know that. We've got to be a whole lot better in a lot of areas to close out games and not put ourselves in those types of positions. But I just told the players that it's just something that I'm going to try to digest and see what we can take from it. Fortunately, we still were able to win the game. But I don't know how to react to give you a real valid answer, quite honestly.
Solly clearing it up. He has the same feeling that I think a lot of us did. If you stayed up and you're like, oh, 6-0, we're on autopilot here, let's go ahead and just watch the end of this game, this is good as from a fan standpoint, I'm just gonna take it all in. And then fast forward to the end of the third period and you go, what in the hell just happened answer from Solly, which is the same answer you'd get from somebody walking out of the arena, the same answer you'd get from somebody turning off their television, going to sleep. A what in the hell just happened? And that to me is the best way to sum it up, Jim. I have no idea.
The weirdest part of it is that, okay, like you see a team collapse like that in the third period, you lose the game. And yet they still won.
Right.
It was the – and if Sid doesn't score that goal, which at the time looked like complete window dressing to make it, 7-3, I think it was, they don't win the game. Or they don't win the game.
And Chris, our friend Josh Yoey from The Athletic went right at the goalie.
Mike, I actually thought Tristan was pretty sharp in the first two periods. Are you concerned about how he looked in the third, and did you ever think about yanking him during that stretch?
No.
Is that the right answer?
No.
I'm concerned on how he looked in the third. I don't know if it's full form. I don't know if he considered yanking him or not, but I was concerned how he looked in the third because I thought he looked terrible in the third.
Well, I would have gotten him out of there in the middle of the third just because he was playing the way he and Chris Letang seemed to strike me as the two main culprits in the third period, although everybody was at fault. And I would have pulled him just and made it clear to him, hey, This is not because I don't trust the guys in front of you, although I don't. It's because you're also a part of this meltdown right now, and you need to have a seat. I think Jari is still young enough and at the point in his career where it can still help him a little bit to be reminded every once in a while that while his role as number one is not necessarily in jeopardy, it can still get shaky from the wheels can wobble a little bit from time to time, and the head coach will take notice.
Yeah, and let's talk about the wobbling wheels. I am, and we have a bit of a divergent opinion here, and that's fine. It's sports talk radio. You agree all the time, then you become boring. I look at this, and people will maybe draw a parallel to the second period against Boston, and I say, okay, that's fine. And you know what happened thereafter? They won 3 of 4, and they were sandwiched in the middle of winning 8 of 10 games. I think it's a one-off until you show me otherwise. That is, if this starts some spell of bad streak. Where I think that you and I might come together, though, Chris, is it can be an impetus or a launching point or a springboard towards, all right, guys, get your backside in gear because the playoffs are coming up.
Yeah, and I hope that's what it is, and I truly believe that that's what it'll be. I don't think that the loss in Buffalo, now compounded by an ugly third period against New Jersey, is going to lead to some sort of trickle-down effect where they melt down over the last 10 games of the season. In fact, I think it'll be quite the opposite. I think Mike Sullivan's going to take last night's third period in particular and use it as every bit of reasoning he needs down the stretch to remind these guys, hey, remember when you almost blew that six-goal lead to the Utica Devils on a Tuesday night at home? Button it up. Start playing the way I'm asking you to. Otherwise, everything's going to look like the third period of that game.
Yeah, and the Devils are playing worse than any other team in the league right now with all the losses that they've had. The other thing, too, is that it wasn't just that game against the Bruins. I had to look up right after that.
They gave up
eight goals to the Rangers. Right. So, I don't know, maybe you can equate that you know, the loss to Buffalo and then what happened in the third period last night as a similar situation, and they were able to rebound, you know, after that, giving up eight goals to the Rangers, and they won their next three.
Good thing you weren't on that Zoom, Jim. You could have asked Mike Sullivan. You could have asked him if he would have onside kicked sooner. That was probably going to be the move from you. No, it was just like there was nothing that was going to staunch it was the weird part, Jim. You saw the waterfall. If that game would have been two more minutes long, they would have lost.
Yeah, they probably would have.
Well, and here's the thing. Here's why I take more away from it, I guess, Colin, than you or other people who choose to just chalk it up as a 20-minute period. And that's fine if you do. That's your opinion. My opinion is that it should be used as a fulcrum for this team because of the fact that it was against who it was against. This wasn't the Marchand, Bergeron, Pasternak line running wild. This wasn't the Rangers with Artemi Panarin back in the lineup running wild. This was, like I said, the Utica Devils, basically. You know, last-minute Subban scratch, everything else that's going on, the trades last week. This is a team that they should have been up 6-0 on after 40 minutes, and that you cannot afford. If you blow a six-goal lead to the Devils in the third period at home on a Tuesday night with 3 weeks left in the regular season, what the hell is going to happen when you've got a two-goal lead on the Islanders in Game 4 of the first round of the playoffs?
Well, I'm fascinated to see what's going to happen tomorrow night in terms of who the goalie is.
It's got to be DeSmith, right?
I have a feeling that Sullivan's going to come back with Jarry. I just do that. He wants to.
We'll pick him tomorrow.
Give him a chance. Yeah, I know.
You're so confident, pal.
I was like smoking you guys last night through two periods because I was actually laughing about that. So I guess I got what I deserve. But you know, Jarry was not good in the third period. Neither was anybody else. So I kind of think he'll go back to him.
Yeah, but I don't think they had a number one star in the third period, Jim, the Penguins, really.
No.
Probably not.
No, they should have given it to, Erod. He was good.
Yeah, he was okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.